Begin a new topic tonight, Shiluach HaKein. Shiluach HaKein is known... We'll see. I think it's a little hard to understand. Tonight is actually... I was going to avoid and hold off on it till the end, but there's a significant sort of hashkafic issue around it, and it actually comes up in Sif Aleph. The Piskei Teshuva talks about it in Sif Aleph. So I guess we'll do that as an introduction rather than as a conclusion. So the... So let's start Aleph Beis. So there is there's something called the Torah. In that Torah, there's a book called Deuteronomy. And in that book of Deuteronomy, there's a whole lot of mitzvos. Amongst those mitzvos is the one mentioned here. So if we go to right on page one, so I just copied right out of the Stone Chumash, Ki karei kan sipor lefanav baderech b'chol eitz o al haaretz efruchim o veitzim. So there happens to be a nest there with you, baderech, on the road, which, by the way, that's why as opposed to on someone's property. But anyways, b'chol eitz o al haaretz, on a tree or on a land, efrochim o beitzim, or on the ground, and there's young, there's birds or there's eggs, and the mother bird is on top of the efrochim, on top of those birds, o al beitzim, or on the eggs, lo tikach ha'im al abanim. You can't take the mother with the eggs themselves. I mean, you can't do that. So in fact, that is actually a mitzvah lotase. Shiluach HaKein is both an ase and a lotase, which plays into part of the action here. So you can't take the mother with the child. I mean, just to take it all, that's not okay. Rather, Pasuk Zayin, Shaleach teshaleich esa'im, v'yas habanim tikach lach. Rather, you should send away the mother bird, and then the children you can take. V'anitav lach v'arach deyamim. So that will be good for you, and that it will lengthen the days. Okay, so that is the mitzvah. There's also lotase, and then there is an ase. Now, there is somewhat of a discussion whether the ase is simply a reaction to the losase. Meaning, so part of the question when it comes to Shiluach HaKein, which is really tonight, is it something a mitzvah you should be looking to do, or is this a mitzvah that, if you're put in a situation where you need to do something, so then this is the way that you go ahead and do it. I mean, similarly to Shechita, right? There's no real mitzvah. I mean, there's a mitzvah to do Shechita, but is it that you should be looking around for animals to shecht? Or is it that, well, when you want to eat meat, so then the way to eat meat is to go ahead and to shecht those animals? One second, I see I'm on the wrong network here, which is leading to
you're cutting out
some of the problems that we had originally. Yeah. You know what? I was using my computer downstairs and I took the little peg off. Let me run down for a minute and get my internet. So part of the mitzvah, so there's a lotase attached to it. So when we have a lotase and stealing. So there's no mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of returning stolen things. It doesn't mean you should dafka go and steal things in order to be able to return them, right? So is this a lav hanita klase? Like, meaning it's totally connected to the lav, meaning I need to get the egg, so that's how I'm going to do it. Or is perhaps there a mitzvah just in general beyond the lav? Or is the it's something that one should look to do if the opportunity presents itself. Or then the third option is that there's like this ideal of going around doing this. So we generally understand it to be one of the first two ways. That's the way the Rishonim have generally understood this. And what is that being? So there is a reason that is sort of connected to this. Now, the reason is not mentioned in the Torah itself, but there is like a clear sort of reason, assumption as to the philosophy out there, which the Rishonim do quote, and that is, well, this has to do with cruelty to animals, or don't be cruel to animals, don't be cruel to the mother and take everything. Rather, you should sort of chase her away if you need to go ahead and take the baby birds or the eggs. So let's see, I guess, start with the halacha on it, and then we'll go from there. And then we'll see where that takes us. So the tour here really just spells out ksiv on page number 2, Ksiv ki yikarei kan sipur lefanecha, shalich tishalich esa'en, that when you greet this bird, you should send away the mother, v'yasabanati kachlach, and the children you will take, shekol misha yimtze kan mi'of tahor, afilu im ha'im trefa b'rovetzes al hafrochim, o al ha'beitzim shela, that somebody who finds the nest of the bird, of kosher bird, even if the mother is a trefa, it adds in, meaning as long as a trefa bird doesn't mean that it's a not kosher bird, it just means a kosher bird that is a trefa, that is hovering above the children, or the eggs, right? Beinim yish kan beitzim o afrochim harbe, beinim ein bo ela beitza o afroch echad, whether there's a lot of eggs or whether there's a few eggs, beina beitzim mozros velo afrochim africhim, and the eggs have not yet, the eggs are not unfertilized, meaning they're fertilized eggs, or the afrochim are, and the afrochim where the birds haven't started to fly, and they're not yours, so then you go ahead and send it. And that already is getting into the second sif. Within the first sif, you can just see the Beis Yosef on the top, there's not much here, but you find a kosher bird, and it's even if it's a trefa, and even if lafuki imurvetzis al she'inim shelah, that if it's not that birds, so all of that, those make up the halachos of Reish Tadi Beis Sif Aleph. So now we move on to the Shulchan Aruch itself. So Shulchan Aruch here on page number 3, so Kamadinim Mishiluach HaKein, it's interesting, already it says just as Kamadinim, meaning it's not, it seems like, generally Kamadinim means a lot of halachos, I mean not all of them, it's some of them. But anyways, Shaloach Eino Noheg, Ela Ba'of Tahor. So it says the Shulchan Aruch that the sending away is only, this mitzvah is only by kosher birds. Afilu im ha'im trefa, v'afilu ein sham ela efroach echad, even if the mother is a trefa, and even if there's only one chick or one egg, chayiv lishloach, you still be chayiv to send it out, right? The pasuk says beitzim, is that that's the issue, right? Yeah, the pasuk says frochim and beitzim. So maybe if it's only one, I wouldn't have to. So the Gemara says no. Even if it's one, you would still have to. Fine. Shach adds in dechsiv kikarei kan tzipur va'of tahor ikri tzipur. Only a kosher bird is called a tzipur v'lo tamei, and a tamei bird is not called a tzipur, which is interesting. Aval im trefa chayev demichol makom tzipur mikri. But if it's trefa, then it's still called a bird. It's still called a tzipur. So therefore, it would still be, the mitzvah would still be applicable in those cases. Okay, but then you hit this piskei tshuva on the bottom, and there is much, much written on this. If you would like, I think we actually did this last year on Shavuos night. It's one of the topics on Shavuos night. I think the overall title was Why We Do Mitzvos. So one of the case studies we used was Shiluach HaKein. Rabbi Natan Slifkin, in his book Rationalism versus Mysticism, has I think it might be the longest chapter, is on the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. What the different reasons are behind it, and in fact, nafkamina's ramifications that would come along from what you assume the reason is, whether rational or mystical. Okay, so that all of a sudden comes up with this piskei tshuva here on the bottom. So the piskei tshuva here, the bottom right, says as follows. Ayin b'tshuvas Chavos Ya'ir. The Chavos Ya'ir lived, it's important to realize, around the turn of the 18th century, right? Around the year 1700 or so. I think that was already the end of his life. I think he died in the early 1700s. So that's the era. So Ayin b'tshuvas Chavos Ya'ir, and he's sort of quoted for this stream as you move beyond here. So Shenishal, he was asked, Im kasher yikarei kan sipur. Right, so the pasuk started off by saying, when you come across a kansipur, lifnei ish basada, in front of a person in the field, so imechayiv al kolpanim liskokla l'shaleach esaim, or shai leil chadarko. Is there some kind of obligation on the person to send away the mother bird, or could he just go on his way? Meaning, is there some, if he had, right, the way the mitzvah is constructed, if you happen to come across a nest and with birds in it, or with eggs in it, so then go ahead and do this. So ask the piskei tshuva, does it really mean that way? Like, if you happen to come across one, and you should then go ahead and do this? Or is it, well, you know, if you need the eggs, you should go ahead and do this. The lo amrat Torah shelo tishalech rakim ratzel likach habanim, right? Or is it that the Torah, that you could do it. You could just go on your way, because the Torah only said, go ahead and do this if you want the eggs. But if you don't want the eggs, then there's no reason for you to get involved. V'chassad d'medivri atosus gabi ha'ibay, d'shayni sidrei beitzim zeh al gabi zeh, huva b'shach sifkatun yedalad, muchach she'enu mechuyav l'tapel. And Tosfos seems to explain, and it's the way that the Shach seems to understand it, in Sif Yudalid, that you're not required to be involved in it. Ach ein divrei Tosfos muchrachim, d'yosei nirah k'pir sharashba. Says, however, I'm not really sure about the Tosfos' explanation. Rather, we'd rather you appreciate the Rashba a little bit more. What's that talking about? So with that, let's hold it here, and then go, is that the next page? Yeah. Sorry, it's not the next page at all. Did I even have it here? Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Put these totally out of order. Go to page number 9. If you go to page number 9, page number 9 is the next page of Shulchan Aruch. So page number 9, Sif Dalid, it talks about from the, it quotes, essentially he's quoting a Gemara, where the Gemara raises all of these questions and ends them with a teiku, right? Sometimes you'll come across that in the Gemara, and the Gemara sort of goes, what about this, what about that, what about that, what about that, what about that? And, or what if, right? A lot of what if questions, and we'll often just end with a teiku. So these are a bunch of those what ifs.
I don't see a dalet here that starts at the bottom of it here.
No. A tes. I said dalet, sorry. Tes. The shach is yud dalet, but the Shulchan Aruch is tes.
Oh, okay.
So the case is Haytamatlis O Kanfe Notza Meof Acher O Beitzim Mozros Mafsikim Beinolakan. It says, what about if you have some kind of covering or feathers from a different bird on top of separating the mother from the eggs? O Beitzim Mozros Mafsikim Beinolakan. Or you have like other eggs that are separating the mother from the nest. Osha hayu shnei sidrei beitzim zel gavze, or you have two rows of eggs, one on top of another. The kanfeha nogos beseder ha'elyon, and the bird is only touching the upper level, but not the lower level. Osha haisa im al gabe im, sorry. Osha haisa im al gabe im. Osha haisa. I think there's a misprint there. What? Yeah, I think it's supposed to be im al gabe av. Oh, that's the next one. Oshaya zachar al, or there's a mother on top of another mother, I guess. There's some kind of separation. Oshaya zachar al hazak al hakan va'im al zachar, or there's a male on the nest and the mother is on the male. Hareza mishaleach v'im lo shalach enu loka. So essentially, it concludes with a teku, right? Teku, and it's a din d'oraisa. So therefore, it's a din d'oraisa. So suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, send away the mother. But if you didn't go ahead and do it, so then you're not going to be Chayiv Makos. So comes the Shach here on the bottom and says, right, the Nischavin Litul HaTachton Levad V'Hainu Kepeirish Rashi. That's the way Rashi understands it. Aval B'Chidushi HaRashba Kasuv De'Einu Mechur. He says, it's hard to understand. Tamikol Makom Ha'Eim Rovetzes Al HaBeitzim HaElyonim. V'Afilu Lo Yital Lo HaElyonim V'Lo Tachtonim right, Hatnan Hareini Notel Es Ha'Eim U'Meshaleach Es Habanim Lo amar klum. That there's a problem, right? What is the way that the mitzvah is set up, right? So we're going to say, oh, so l'chumra, just send away the mother bird. But wait a second. If the mother bird is not connected to those lower eggs, then you have just violated a lo tase, right? The lo tase is sending away the mother bird. It sounds like sending away the mother bird on its own, based on the Mishnah that appears, based on the next Mishnah that appears in that parak. Right, this is not this it did not put on the sheet, but by the way the parak of Shiluach HaKein is the last parak of Maseches Chulin. It's like the end of a major section. But the Mishnah there says sorry, I thought I had it here. Yeah, Right. The Mishnah says that that's a problem. Omar Harini notel asaim mishalech asabanim chayiv. Shneimar shalech tishalech esaim. Notel asabanim vechzirin lav achkach chazur aim aleim pater milishalech. That I'm hereby going to take the mother and then send that you would be chayiv. I mean, that would be a problem because just taking the mother on its own is going to be a problem. Okay. So that's the Rashba's question here. How could the Gemara say that, oh, we'll be Machmir and we'll just send away, or Shulchan Aruch say we're just going to send away the mother, right? Isn't that itself going to violate the prohibition? So
I'm not understanding what it's violating. What is the
first pasuk was not that. The first pasuk was Ki kare kan sifur lefenecha b'derech b'chol eitz o ala aretz afrochim o beitzim v'im revetes ala afrochim o ala beitzim lo tikacha im ala banim. So that's understood to mean that don't take the mother from the children. Meaning don't just take the mother. Rather, but if you have taken the mother, so then you need to take the eggs. That's what it means. It's a lav hanita klase. If you take the mother away, so then you need to go ahead and take the eggs. So here we're saying, well, we're not sure you're going to, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, we're not sure you're going to be, whether you're chayiv or not. So, safik do raisa l'chumra, make sure you send the mother bird away. So, asks the Rashba, but wait a second, if you're just going to send away the mother bird on its own and then not take those eggs, you've just violated the prohibition. You've violated the issue. You're not allowed to just take the mother and not take her eggs. Or sending away the mother. Same, well, for these purposes, it is. But for these purposes, it's the same thing. I mean, you note us, right?
You're saying if you send away the mother, you're required to take the egg.
Right. The mother could come back. The mother does come back.
Well, I aren't always understood it as he doesn't want the mother. He wants the eggs.
Well, that's what he wants. Maybe he wants the mother.
Oh, well.
So is he allowed to take the mother?
No, so he is not. That's not that he's not allowed to just take the mother. That's the nutel. That's again. Okay, the mission. This is the mission of Kuf Memalef. It's not on the ones that I gave you, but he says, "I'm harini nutel se'im mishaleich hasabanim." If one says, "I'm going to take the mother and send away the young," what does that mean? He wishes to take the mother and leave the young there. That's the way it's understood. So chayiv. So then he is chayiv for that, and he has to send away. He has to send away the mother. He must follow. So he has to send away the mother and give up on the mother. But that's what it means. Shaleich to shaleich esaim. Natal sabanim veichziram lekan. If after sending away the mother, you take the young and then put them back, va'achra chazra im aleim, and then the mother came back, pater mir shaleich. So then he is pater from sending her away, and I guess he could just take her. Right. At that point, it already becomes a nest that's prepared, and then you're not chayiv in this din anymore, and then you're at that point allowed to take the mother. Okay. So back to the shach here. So who's she a rash? Because of the enum lechur, the havi kol makom, heimru vetes ala beitzim hal yonim. Afilu lo yital lo el yonim velo tachtonim. And even if you didn't take the elyonim or the bottom ones. Hatanan harini notas the imushaleich as the bottom lo amar klum el hacha kishal yonim beitze of tame. So rather, it must be here that the top ones were of tame, meaning they really were separated, and therefore it could potentially be the mother is really not high. You're not really high to send away the mother at all. V'inami beitzim mizumanim dumyan demetelis v'kagon shiluach yado lekan v'shem al abanim shelo kedei sheyasach chatzitza. So That's the Rashba's understanding. So comes the Shach and says, V'li nira pashat d'shas ikr k'rashi, v'chein mash r'pshat divri atur v'aramam, v'amachaber v'lo kashmi mai d'snan harini no teles ha'im, d'hacha eno rotza litol ha'im, ela beitzim ha'tachton levad. And don't ask, but wait a second, you didn't send away the... haven't you violated the din? No, you only want the beitzim if that's the case, and you've sent away the mother. And by doing so, you have absolved the mother from that pain. We boil the shas lohave beitzim el yonim chatzitza, right? Im kein hani beitzim tachtonim command the manchi beduchta achrini, umutter litlan kodem shi yishaleach o lo, havi chatzitza v'asu litlan. Therefore, you're not allowed to take it. But aval ha'im alkopanim aser litol mishum shirovetzas ala beitzim hal yonim afal pish ein daito litlon v'nirli shizeu das hatosos. However, the mother, it's prohibited aser litol mishum shirovetzas al ha'beitzim hal yonim, prohibited to take just because she's on top of the upper ones. Shein daito litlon v'nirli shizeu das tosos v'lo kasefer toras chayiv shetim ala rashi v'tosos v'lefima shekasafi lo kasha midi ayin sham kei. Okay, that's this last, again, this last line is... Again, the aval ha'im al kolpanim usser, you're not just an usser litol mishum shirovetzas al habetzim al yon. You're not allowed to take because she's on top of those upper eggs. Afal pi she'ein daito litlan, even though you don't have in mind to take those eggs. V'nirali shezehu das tosos. Valaim alkopam. Oh, you're right. It might be a difference then between taking and sending away. Aser lito would be prohibited to take because of those upper things, but to send away, that I guess would then be okay.
Right. Well, the language in the Chumash is different between the two pesukim.
Right.
Right. The iser is I'm taking, but rather send away.
Right. So. Okay, so back into our Pischei Tshuva here with this Chavos Yair. So the Chavos Yair explains Chasav again the Medivrei Tosfos Gabi Hayboy Deshan Shnei Sidrei Beitzim by the question of the two rows of eggs, one on top of the other. So the Shach quotes Huva V'Shach Sifkatun Yadal and Muchach She'eno Mechuyov L'Tapel, that you're not obligated to deal with it. Ach in divrei hatosos muchrachim, the yosir nira kaper, but I don't really understand tosos, okay? The yosir nira kaperish harashba, and therefore we appreciate the Rashba's position more, which is that you send it away regardless, right? Umidivrei hagemara mashma, and from the Gemara it sounds like the chayiv latapil, that you would be chayiv to deal with it. The Amar, yachul yachsor baharim. Because the Gemara asks, and this is, I think I put this Gemara on, because he doesn't give you the whole Gemara. Where is that? Gemara Chulin, which did not come out. Okay, it's the page above, page 8, but you can't really see it. Where was that? Okay, not sure here, but it's on the previous Amud also. Okay, sorry. Right, because the Gemara there asks, maybe I need to go to the mountains. Tamalomer ki kare, the moreya. V'im kein he dimemait shelo yachzer baharim mikol makom b'maora mashma derami aleha lizakekla. And from the Gemara, it also sounds that you're chayiv to deal with it, even if you don't need the eggs. Why is that? Because the Gemara says, how do I know that I don't have to go to the mountains in order to find some kind of nest in order to deal with this? So the Gemara says, well, because it happens to be that you came across one. So what does that sound like? So therefore, comes the the Piskei Tshuva, or comes the Chavus Yair, quoted by the Piskei Tshuva, and says, aha, the Gemara is just saying that you don't have to go, you know, search out a bird nest in the middle of the mountain someplace. But if you come across one, and one's right in front of you, so then you would be chayiv to deal with it. That, yeah, you don't have to go to the mountains, but if you happen to come across it, so then you should go ahead and deal with it. Uvefrat, and do the mitzvah. Uvefrat, the Piskei Tshuva adds in, uvefrat the Tama Zohar. The Zohar gives a reason. Ayin Sham, all right, we'll get to that. Vayim Besefer Mishnas Chachamim, Reish Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, Tzavchas Peneach Sham, Osei, Shekasav Dechemosha Amru Betzitzis, Deleika Onesh, Kim Be'idan Rischa, Huadin Bezet. And that would be the same thing here. What is this talking about? So there is a Gemara that talks about the that people who don't, that when there is a like a plague, when there is a mashchis loose, when there is a destroyer loose, and the destroyer is in the town, so it will go and damage those people that didn't wear tzitzis. Maybe they weren't chayiv in tzitzis. I mean, who says that you need to, you know, you're only chayiv in tzitzis if you're wearing a dal kamfos? So don't, they never did it. So what's the big deal? So he says, no, so that's what the Gemara says, that in Ace Roskin, it will save the people that went out of their way to do the mitzvah, even though they weren't necessarily required to do so. So Piskei Tshuva makes a comparison to this, that just as tzitzis, wearing tzitzis, even if you don't have to, will save you, even though you're technically not chayiv, will save you during a time of anger, so too the Shuluach HaKein, even though you weren't necessarily chayiv to do so, will save you in a time of anger. Hudim bezeh imroa kan ve'inu niskak l'shaleach ha'se'im man she'ezrucha v'aleika onesh kamuva over al mitzvah aseh mutula. But it's not like you violated mitzvah aseh that you're chayiv to do. It's not like you didn't bench lulav on Sukkis or eat matzah on Pesach. But the mitzvah aseh hainu im lakach ha'im v'abanim ayin sham. Because the mitzvah aseh really is, if you take the mother, so then you would take the, if you send away the mother, so then you would take those eggs afterwards. Okay, so anyway, so this Piskei Tshuva is quoting this Chavus Yair, which sort of starts the ball rolling in at least certainly a halachic way of saying that, well, maybe this mitzvah is applicable even if you don't really have an interest in taking the chicks or the eggs that were left behind. You'll add as well. If we scroll back up to page 4 and 5 are from the Rabbeinu Bechaye. So Rabbeinu Bechaye is somewhat of a likud. So even though he quotes it, it's certainly not his shita, because he's quoting other opinions as well. But he does quote the, and that's one of the reasons that the Zohar is relatively famous, is this Zohar. So if you take a look, the page 4, 4 lines from the bottom. So says the Rabbeinu Bechaye, he says, V'yish o das acheres. By the way, there's another svara for this. This is after giving...
Where is this?
Page 4? Page 4, 4 lines from the bottom of page 4. In the main section.
Columns.
No, 2 columns are like commentary. The block at the top.
Okay.
So V'yish o das acheres, sheish b'ki mitzvah zu. There's another opinion within this mitzvah. Zuhis orus rachmim akolam, and that is that it's calling out for mercy for the whole world. V'hu kimitokshu hu mishaleich esaim, that because you send away the mother bird, hinehi mitzta eres v'doeges al churban kana v'rochok paneha. So because you send away the bird, so the bird is now scared about the destruction of her nest and the distance from her children. Umitzta eres, and she's in pain. And she walks around and she wants to destroy herself. So because of the great pain of the mother, Hasar Hamamuna ala ofos, Mavakish Rachamim, next page, Meakodesh Baruch Hu. So because of the pain of this bird, so the angel that is appointed over this bird will go and complain to Hashem. Will request mercy from Hashem, and with regards to Hashem, it says v'rachem aval kol ma'asav, that Hashem has rachamim on all of His creations. So mamshich shefa harachamim al kol hamitzdarim. So a shefa of rachamim, I don't know how you translate shefa, an abundance of mercy will spill forth on all those that are in pain. And all those that request mercy, umarachim aleim, and Hashem will have mercy on them. So Nim says, Omer shemakai mitzvah zu mishaleach hu seba laore rachim al kol olam v'tov lo imahem. That one who fulfills this mitzvah and sends away the mother bird, so that is that will bring about rachim on the whole world, and that will be a good thing. He'll have lengthy days. That's the reward for Shiloh HaKain, right? Is lengthy days, and that will be because of the amount of mercy that he has brought out from Hashem. Beyond that, there's the Tzar himself talks about that there is a distant idea of that this bird is separated from his home and in so much pain. And we want to so imagine how painful it is for Bnei Yisrael to be separated from their home, and therefore it will bring about the it will bring about the Geula or something along those lines. So that actually brings idea that, well, maybe you should go about and actively go and pursue this, because there's something that is to be gained from going ahead and doing this mitzvah. So that is the Zohar that was being alluded to by the Chavos Yahir. Beyond that, also, is another sort of idea hovering over this whole din, is this somewhat strange Gemara, Mishnah and Gemara, and cryptic Mishnah and Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So that's page 6. On page 6, there's a Mishnah in the middle of the page here, where the Mishnah says, Ha'omer al kan tzipur yagiu rachamecha, v'al tov yisku shemecha, yiskar shemecha, and modim modim mishaskin oso. That one who says and the birds will reach your mercy will reach the birds, v'al tov yisker shemecha, and therefore for good your name will be remembered, and modim modim mishaskin oso. So modim modim is meaning the beginning of modim anachnu lach, modim anachnu lach. So so we quiet such a person who says that. What did that guy do that was so bad? He says, well, when you say modim twice, it's like you're acknowledging two different deities. So that's a problem. But what is this al kain tzipur yagiu rachamecha? Like what? You mean your mercy even reaches the birds? It will reach to us. Right? What's the problem there? So Rashi on the Mishnah, the Gemara will say it's peace, but Rashi on the Mishnah says, what are we talking about here? Anashim shahayu marim atzmam kimischavnim lahamik belashon tachnunim v'omrim rachum v'chanun ata v'al kan tzipur yagiyu rachamecha, that you're merciful and to the birds your mercy reaches. Shemarta l'shaleach esaim osha omer al tov shata osa lanu yisker shemecha osha omer modim modim mishaskin osa. Or if you say all the good that you do for us, your name should be remembered. Or modim modim mishaskin osa. So Rashi actually doesn't really give a pshat there. But then the Gemara steps in and says, what do you do that was so wrong? So on the end of the first wide line, so the Gemara there says, what did he say that was so bad? So pligi ba tre amurai b'marava. So this machlokas amurayim. So one is Rabbi Yossi ben Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zivida. So charam rifnei shematil kina b'maisa bereshis, because you are creating jealousy amongst the creations of the world. What is that talking about? So Rashi there says lomar al elachas velo al shar briyosav. That you're creating jealousy, and that Hashem imposed this extra mitzvah when it comes to the birds, and he didn't impose this extra mitzvah when it came to any other animals. Now, he did, in a sense, and that is there is another mitzvah that is also goes along the lines of that we, yes, it's true that we have a mitzvah to, not a mitzvah, we have an allowance to eat animals. But it is tempered by another mitzvah that it has to do with cruelty, and that is shulach hakein, that we wouldn't kill the mother and the children at the same time, right? That's sort of what the mitzvah is about. So that's similar to when it comes to animals, we read this, what, on the second day of, first 2 days of Sukkot and the second day of Pesach, right? Aim albanim, right, the mother and the children. And that, I think, is more explicit that it has to do with rachamim. But anyways, that's what seems to be like the first shot is that, you know, the birds maybe get this dispensation. Why don't all the other animals get this get a similar dispensation? Right, it's similar, I think, to so it could be just sort of like an acknowledgement. Meaning, so why did Hashem do it? I mean, what's the answer to that question? So it could just be like sort of an acknowledgement. I mean, Hashem sort of sometimes there are mitzvos that sort of impose a certain idea just as a value, but not necessarily as the overarching value on everything. So, for example, the Ramban says there's a Ramban by Kalayim, when it talks about mixing the different species of vegetables. So the Ramban there says, grafting and things like prohibited graftings, where the Ramban says, yeah, because Hashem made the world pristine, and therefore we shouldn't like be going around changing things that Hashem made in creation. But the problem is, we do that all the time. like, what does that mean? Right, what does it mean? We do that all the time with other things, that we attempt to improve the world. Isn't that what our value is in attempting to improve the world? And also, why would it only be a mitzvah that would be chal in Eretz Yisrael and on Chutz La'aretz if that really was the ideal? So probably there might be sort of a value there, but not necessarily the overarching value. So maybe you would say the same thing here. But then the Gemara comes and gives a different reason. Another Amora says that, well, the Charamar Mifnei Sheosa Midosav Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim Ve'Einan Ela Gezeros. Because you're turning the Midos of Hashem into mercy, and really it's only Gezeros, and really it's a mitzvah. I mean, how dare you talk about this mitzvah in the context of Rachamim? Hashem is doing it because He is merciful, or Hashem instructed us to do it because we're merciful. It's a mitzvah, and therefore you have to do the mitzvah. Right? And Rashi here says, mitzvosav, right, v'hu lo l'rachmim asa, el lahatil al Yisrael chuki gezeros. Hashem didn't do this for the birds because He's merciful. He did this because He gave a mitzvah to the Jewish people. L'odi Hashem avadav, so that they know that there is avadim. V'shomri mitzvosav v'gezeros chukosav. Afid v'rm sh'yesh l'satan u'la'akum l'hashiv aleim v'lomer matzorech v'mitzvazu. And we go ahead and do mitzvos, even if the satan, and even if the what was the other one? The Gaim. Even if the Gaim and even if the Satan comes over and says, what in the world are you doing this for? Right? And we respond by saying, well, Hashem told us to do it, so therefore we're doing it. So it seems like anytime they're putting a reason on the mitzvah, so all of a sudden we're starting to get a little nervous. So that makes sense. And truth is, that is Rashi very much l'shitaso. This we definitely did talk about last year on Shavuos, right? The shita of Rashi when it comes to mitzvahs, I think David Weiss gave a shir on this also on Shavuos night several years ago, where he pointed out many times that Rashi is a very strict the reason we do mitzvahs are because Hashem commanded us to do it. Period. End of story. That is the shita of Rashi about why we do mitzvos, as opposed to the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, so that we spoke about last year. The Rambam has one reason. The Rambam talks about rational reasons in this world. And the Ramban talks about reasons going on in the higher spheres of things that we're affecting when it comes to mitzvos. But Rashi very strictly is all these mitzvos are examples of Hashem having His power over us. And that is the reason we do mitzvah. So therefore, Rashi jumps on this Gemara, and this is actually one of his, I think, main sources for this, is, right, the Torah says that you're not allowed to say that Hashem should have rachamim, just like He has rachamim on the birds, He should have rachamim on the world, because that's indicating that Hashem gave a reason for the mitzvahs other than we are just commanded to do them. Period. That's the sheet of Rashi. However, other Rishonim do give reasons for this, do give reasons along this line, and therefore have to sort of acknowledge, figure out ways around that Gemara and try to figure out what that Gemara in Brachos is speaking about. So Rabbi Slifkin actually does give fascinating reason. He says this whole thing is an anti-Christian polemic. that we keep the baby bird and send the mother bird away, just like God, Hashem, sort of, God kept the you know, Jesus and sent his mother off someplace else, and this Gemara as well is indicating along those lines. I don't remember several pages. Take a look there, where he summarizes from these other positions. But others have to sort of work out this Gemara. I mean that yes, it's true that we recognize that Hashem gave us the mitzvahs for reasons to instill various midos within us, but yet that shouldn't be part of our tefillos. But that shouldn't be, like, we shouldn't assume that we absolutely know the reasons, or things like that. That perhaps is what is going on within the context of that Gemara. So, bottom line is that what's the nafkamina of this? The nafkamina is spelled out. It's what the Chavos Yair was talking about. Should you go and try to pursue opportunities to do this mitzvah, even if you have no interest in taking the young or in taking the eggs? So, at the, and a lot is riding on that, meaning, well, there's a question that we'll get to about whether there's a bracha on Shiluach HaKein or not, but the question of going and figuring out, you know, if a bird is on your property, well, not, it's on your property, it might not work, but just doing it, or whether you make a bracha on such a thing or not. So that's going to be Teloi in this dispute. It actually ends up being it seems like there's some even a machlokas between a father and a son, because on page 7, we'll finish up. On page number 7, I have here the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan Reish Tadi Beis Sif Aleph. So there, on the four lines down where it's underlined, it says Mitzvah Zu Eina Chova L'Kayim El Kishabo L'Yado. And so too, that's what it says in the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. And maybe I should go to the mountains in order to find it. So therefore it comes, therefore, Ki Yikare V'ma'ora L'Fanacha Ayin Sham V'al Kishira L'Fanacha Ata V'chayim L'Kayma V'ina Yachol Lomar Eini Rotz L'Lika Chesabanim. But if you happen to come across it, you should try to fulfill it. And you can't just say, well, I don't want to take the children. Below Esa'im, the Ever Mifneim, the Nira, Miloshon Hashas, the Rak Eini Mechuyav, that not only means you don't have to go and seek it out, but if you come and confront it, so then you should go ahead and do it. And he quotes, V'chein Kasav Echa Min HaGedolim. And that's what one of the Gedolim write. See, that's the Chavus Yair. Halamaza Doma, similar to La Veda, Shein Mechuyav Lachzor, Ata Aveda Ish, Aval Kishovi Lefanah, right? And what's it similar to? That if you come across, you don't necessarily have to go seek things out in order to return it to its rightful owners, but if you come across a lost object, so then you're obligated to pick it up. So to here, you come across the nest and the mother, you're obligated to pick it up. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan here says. And then he adds, and he says it's not exactly the same, and in the parentheses at the end, he says, V'ashem min adin einu chayiv lirdof achareha, mikol makom gevadai davar gadolhu, lahasig mitzvah zu, it's certainly a big thing to go and seek this mitzvah, and v'chein kasav birkas Yosef b'shem HaRizal. As the HaRizal says as well, that's what we quoted before from the Rabbeinu Bechaye. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to talk about going after it, and usually the Aruch HaShulchan would be the final psak on these things. But it is very interesting to note that the Torah Tamima, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, seems to like think this idea is crazy. Because here in page number 10, he says on the bottom right paragraph, he quotes the Chavos Yair, and then says, he says, Vani, about the bottom right paragraph, so about 5 lines down, he says, Vani tema v'chlal. I'm like in shock about this. Eich yale al das lomar, sha Torah tzitzave, li tapel b'zeh, af neger ritzon, betachli sanirza. Right? That the Torah tells you to go ahead and do this, even though you don't really want it. Ki alo baru maila me al kol safik. Should be clear. Ki mitam ikr ha-mitzvah hazos, b'chlal shalo liz achzar, because the whole purpose of this mitzvah is not to be cruel and take the mother from the child, but yet at the end, the purpose of creation was created so that a person could go ahead and take advantage of it, so then you could do it. That it's only in that case. about Misha Eino Rotze, but if you don't want it at all, so then what are you doing going ahead and taking these things? Right, just like with the mother and the children, we wouldn't say, oh, you're just prohibited taking both, but you should go ahead and shechting one, even though you have no interest in eating it. That doesn't make sense. So that's the Torah Tumimah gets very upset about this. Whether the Torah Tumimah actually knew what his father wrote will remain a mystery. So finally, just one thing here, one more thing on page 11. So there are, over the last, 10, 15 years or so, so there have been these farim coming out from Rav Shmuel, mostly on the Moedim, that list the halacha. It's not written by him, it's written by one of his Talmidim, but pretty much every halacha is seen after by Rav Shmuel. So somehow I got on a list to get this sefer called, journal Am HaTorah, which is the Torah journal of the Pole of the Tzeiri Agudas Yisrael. Don't even really know what that is, but somehow I get their thing. And for four years in a row, it published Kovetz Halachos on Hilchos Shiluach Hakein, a different aspect of it. So that's good. Plus, I'll have some sort of final word on some of these things. So the very first halacha in the very first year talks about this din, quotes the Chavos Yair, and that's on the last page here where he says, "V'miu baran," he says that, no, you're really only doing it if you're chayiv in it. And he adds in that, yes, while it might be true that that great people went after it, But that's the way he concludes. What's this idea of great people looking for opportunities to do the mitzvah? So I would submit they look for opportunities to do the mitzvah when you're chayef to do the mitzvah. Meaning, when you want, it does make sense to go and seek opportunities to do as many mitzvahs as you can, different mitzvahs as you can. That certainly is an idea out there, but only when you're chayef in the mitzvah. To go ahead and set up a situation and drive these birds crazy just because you want to fulfill the mitzvah. So it could be that that's probably not Mekayim. So anyways, this machlokas continues to rage on. This is like not settled anytime soon about whether you should take people come to, they have like mitzvah fairs and you bring a bird and like this bird just gets chased around a cage for an hour and a half while every kid has an opportunity to do shiluach hakein, right? So it's so that's a machlokas. Some suggest certainly in the Hasidic world it's like definitely an inyan to go and seek opportunities to do shiluach hakein. And in the more misnagdisha world, they are not as into it. So anyways, that is, I was assuming that would come much later in this, but it came up in that first Piskei Tshuva, is that halacha. So we figured we'll cover that as the introduction in shir number one. So anyways, I think next week we're off. I think my father is celebrating a special birthday. So next week we're off. But then after that, I think we should be on pretty much straight till Tisha B'Av. I think that is the plan, so we should maybe even be able to cover this over the course of this summer itself. Okay, stop here.